Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Sally is now a tropical storm after making landfall as a strong Category 2 hurricane on the Alabama coast today. Flooding is now the worry as the slow-moving storm moves inland. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the storm caused widespread destruction and knocked out power to more than 500,000 customers.
In Gulf Shores, Alabama, where Hurricane Sally came ashore, crews worked in continuing rain and wind to clear uprooted oaks and pines from one street where every house had downed trees. Casey and Josh Cooper say two massive pine trees crashed into their home overnight, and they were not expecting such a strong hurricane.
It sounded like a train going by, like, every 30 seconds for a long time. So.
And I just heard something major hit overhead, and it was this tree right here.
We got two huge pine trees that are laying on top of our house.
Along the Gulf and Back Bays, waves of water crashed into homes and washed away cars and boats. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
A coronavirus vaccine is unlikely to be generally available in the U.S. until next year sometime. That's according to the director of the CDC. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
CDC Director Robert Redfield says very limited supplies of vaccine could be available as soon as sometime between November and December. But in response to a question during a Senate hearing, Redfield said those supplies would have to be reserved for high-priority groups.
If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
Rob Stein, NPR News.
Michael Caputo, meanwhile, the Trump administration appointee to the Health and Human Services Department, who has been accused of political meddling in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention coronavirus response, is taking a 60-day leave of absence. He came under fire for a Facebook Live event over the weekend on his personal page, accusing CDC leaders of sedition against the Trump administration. A scathing report released today by a congressional committee finds that the deaths of 346 people in two Boeing 737 MAX jet plane crashes were preventable. NPR's David Shaper has more.
The committee's 18-month investigation found that the crashes in Indonesia in October of 2018 and Ethiopia less than 5 months later were the horrific culmination of design flaws, faulty assumptions, and management missteps by Boeing, as well as grossly insufficient oversight by the FAA. Lawmakers are considering significant changes to the way airplanes are certified that would strengthen federal oversight.
And here's David Shaper. Wall Street mixed just before the bell, the Dow up 36. This is NPR News. Big Ten college football is coming back. The Big Ten Conference has reversed itself and now says it will resume football games at the end of October, and each team will play a shortened 8-game schedule. The season was canceled because of the pandemic. Now medical procedures will be in place, including daily tests for the coronavirus and enhanced cardiac testing. The State Department says a senior U.S. diplomat will travel to Taiwan this weekend to attend a memorial service for late Taiwan President Li Denghui. NPR's John Ruich reports the trip is happening despite warnings from Beijing.
Keith Kroc, the Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy and Environment, will be the second senior U.S. official to visit Taiwan since early August. Beijing considers Taiwan a part of China, and it's vowed to unite the self-ruled island democracy with the mainland by force if necessary. China's government was irate when Health and Human Services head Alex Azar visited Taiwan in August. He was the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Taiwan since Washington and Taipei cut formal ties in 1979. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman this week called on the United States to stop official exchanges with Taiwan to avoid, quote, serious damage to China-U.S. relations and peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. John Ruich, NPR News.
The Supreme Court says it will hear all arguments scheduled for its October session by teleconference because of the pandemic. The court conducted its May arguments by teleconference, too, and, breaking precedent, provided a live audio feed for those arguments. In a statement today, the court says it will provide a live feed for the October term as well. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.